Hello, pet. I have a special surprise for you today. There's someone I would like for you to meet. This is Lady Orality.
Hello there.
She is a wonderful dom. And as you can see, she is incredibly sexy as well.
Not as sexy as you, though.
Stop it. You are taller than me, for sure. Way taller. She might even have you beat, pet.
You're right. I think I've got him beat.
Well, she is at least as tall as you. Either way, it's quite different from me, isn't it?
It doesn't look like he minds, though.
Not at all. Isn't that right, pet? I thought so. So anyway, baby boy, you might be interested to know that Lady Orality and I actually met online.
Yes, we did. On a femdom forum.
We started having little chats about edging games and punishments. All sorts of ways to tease our boys.
Miss Wendy has quite the devious mind when it comes to those sort of things.
Definitely not as devious as yours. But eventually, those little chats turned into longer and longer conversations about our boys and about just, you know, being a dom in general. So when I found out she was visiting, I asked her if she wanted to meet up. Maybe meet my lost boy as well.
I really miss playing with my boys back home, so the offer was just too good to turn down.
So Lady Orality, this is one of my lost boys.
Lost boy, huh? I refer to my boy as simply as my slave. They love it.
I use many pet names. Good boy, lost boy, pet, slut, the list goes on. Slave is very rare for me.
And I see no sense in beating around the bush, is all. They do everything I tell them to do. And they obey me. They are my slave.
I completely understand.
From what she tells me, Miss Wendy treats her lost boys very well.
I do, don't I, pet?
You should be praising and worshipping her 24/7.
His moaning and gratitude are enough for me.
I have my slaves worship me all the time. They love it, too. You would like to worship Miss Wendy a little, wouldn't you, pet? See? I knew it.
Oh. Well, we don't need to.
Oh, come on. It will be fun.
Okay.
Do you mind if your lost boy obeys me as well for a little?
No, not at all. I trust you. Would you like that, pet? Melting for Lady Orality as well today?
Excellent. Why don't we start by having him get on his knees? Be a good boy and kneel in front of Miss Wendy. Melt for me and Miss Wendy.
Oh my. I do love when you kneel for me.
You may address me by saying yes, Lady Orality, when I speak to you. Just like you do for Miss Wendy. Do you understand, pet? Good boy.
Yes. Good boy. You will be submitting to Lady Orality tonight as well. You should address her properly, baby boy.
I want you to worship her body first. Start by worshipping her legs, pet.
Oh.
Slowly give her tiny kisses along her legs, starting from her feet, making your way up to her thighs.
I like that very much.
Tell her how much you love her legs on your way up. How much they turn you on.
Yes.
I'm sure you see them quite a lot. I'm sure you spend a lot of your time on your knees or on all fours.
Oh, yeah.
So I know you've had a good chance to really take them in. Sometimes they're bare. Sometimes they're covered by stockings, or thigh highs, pantyhose, leather. Still, they make you so aroused.
I'm curious. What is your favorite outfit that I wear when I play with you? Really? Then it looks like I picked the right one today.
I think his favorite outfit is whatever you happen to be wearing that day. He likes them all.
It is difficult to choose just one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, pet, make your way up her thighs to her sweet pussy.
Yes.
No licking for you today, though. Even though I'm sure you would both love it.
I would love that very much.
Today is all about worshipping. Just give her pussy kisses on the outside of her outfit. May I have him grab your ass, Miss Wendy?
Yes, you may.
Grab her ass, pet, and smother yourself in her pussy. Tell her how much you love her pussy. How much you love her ass. How much you love being smothered by them. How much you love licking her and pleasing her and making her come.
Thank you, my good boy. I love smothering you. I love when you make me come with your good boy tongue.
Using your good boy to make you come is the greatest thing. They're so eager to please.
So great.
Now, I want you to start kissing your way up her stomach, up her chest, all the way to her lovely tits. You're kneeling, so just go as high as you can. Tell her how much you love her tits, how much they arouse you, how much you love snuggling up against them.
Oh, Pat. You are my adorable snuggle slut, aren't you?
Now, pet, just rest your head on her bosom. Wrap your arms around her and hold her tight. I want you to worship her as a dom. About how affectionate she is. How caring she is. How much you love submitting to her. How much you love obeying her. How much you love pleasing her. Be honest. Be open. Be creative.
Oh, darling. You are making me blush.
He's certainly quite expressive. You should have him worship you more. You deserve it. Isn't that right, pet? Doesn't Goddess Wendy deserve to be worshipped more? See? He loved it.
Oh, yes. He is my good lost boy.
Well, I need to get going. I'll leave you two to snuggle in this lovely mood.
Thank you. It was so great to see you, Lady Urality. Maybe we can play again sometime. Thank her, pet. Good boy.
Thank you, pet. Goodbye, Miss Wendy.
Bye, Lady Urality. Shh. Oh, stay snuggled up against my bosom, pet. Let me stroke your hair. Tell me. All those things you said. Were you being completely honest? No, I'm not asking if you were lying. I'm confirming that the things you said were genuine. The earnest thoughts that you have. They are? Good. Now that I know how honest you are in your praise, how much you really mean it, you know it's the same coming from me. You know that what I am about to say is just as genuine. You are such a good boy. I love how you submit to me. I love how you obey me. You are so strong. So brave. Well, you're strong enough to open yourself up for me. To be vulnerable, aren't you? Yes, you are bigger than me. And yet, you let me take control, don't you? You aren't afraid to take on a challenge, to try new things. And let's not forget how sexy you are. No, I am not just talking about your beautiful cock. I do tease you, though, don't I? You are my cute, lost boy. You're begging. You're whimpering. You're moaning as I play with you. Makes me melt. Oh, baby boy. You are so, so modest. I wish I could let you see yourself how I see you. Grant you vision through my eyes. Yes, shy, adorable, strong, sensitive, masculine. It all comes together in you. What? Oh, you want to worship me more? Well, I want to worship you more. As much as you love worshiping your goddess, Miss Wendy, I love worshiping my lost boy. Silly me. All this praise and positivity, and I didn't even give you instructions on how to jerk off. Let's see. What do I want? Actually, I don't want you to masturbate today. I want you to bask in all the good feelings. Yes. Knowing that I want you. That I choose to make you melt. I would stop doing this if it wasn't fun for me. So no touching today. No porn. No sexy audios. No cheating. I want you to reflect on the things that I said. Let it sink in. And I'll do the same. Wrap myself up in a warm blanket of you. And you wrap yourself in a warm blanket of me. Please accept these head pats as penance for being a forgetful Miss Wendy today. Good boy.